So let's review. The Gemara began by referring to the first halacha mentioned in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament base. Ein tzoylim basar betzel u beitzel l'kadei shetzel m'boidoyim. One may not roast meat, onions, or eggs on Friday unless they will be roasted by the time Shabbos begins. The Gemara inquires, v'kama, at what point is it considered to be roasted? Rabbi Elazar Amar Rav answers, kadei shetzel m'boidoyim k'maychel ben drusoy, when it is roasted to the degree that ben drusoy would roast his food, as Rashi explains. Listim haya, umavashal bishulichlish. He was a criminal who was always on the run and would eat his food when there was only a third cooked. According to the Rambam's opinion, he ate his food half cooked. If it will get cooked to that point before Shabbos, it can be left in the oven to finish roasting on Shabbos. The Gemara adds that this concept, that at the point of b'maychal ben drusoy, it is considered cooked, is also relevant to the halachas of bishul nachrim, food cooked by a non-Jew. If it was first cooked by a Jew up to the point of b'maychal ben drusoy, it does not become forbidden if a non-Jew completes the cooking. The next halacha in the Mishnah was that one may not put bread in the oven late Friday afternoon. Elo, kedei shikarmu panem b'moidyoyim, unless it will form a crust over its surface before Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar said, kedei shikarmu hatachton shela, the bottom must get a crust before Shabbos. To understand the machlokes, we must be aware that the Mishnah is referring to bread baked by sticking the dough to the side of the oven. Now, the Gemara clarifies the terms, as explained by Rashi and Tosfos, as follows. When the Tanakhama used the word panel, it is referring to the outer surface of the dough, which is facing the inside of the oven. Therefore, by receiving direct heat from the fire, it crusts earlier. When Melezer used the word tachten, it is referring to panel hamaduvokim betana, the surface of the dough which is stuck to the side of the oven, which crusts a bit later. The Gemara goes on to the next halacha in the Mishnah, which said that a korban pesach is an exception. One may put the carbon pesach into the oven right before Shabbos begins. The Gemara explains the reason for this exception is mishum debnei chabur is reasoning. The people of the group are generally knowledgeable and careful, and Rashi and the Mishnah added umit kriya hadadi, they will remind each other, and they will not stir the coals. However, the Gemara asks, halav hachiloi, if not for the fact that they were zrizin, we would not let them start roasting right before Shabbos. Why not? The korban pesach had to be a young goat or a lamb, as the pasuk states, ben shana, up to 1 year old. And we learned on Daf Yud Ches that we need not worry about stirring the coals under a young goat, because its tender meat would be damaged by the increased heat. The Gemara answers, hasa mintach, hocholoi mintach. Now, generally, a goat is roasted after being cut up, and the smaller pieces are more delicate. A korban pesach, however, is roasted whole and is not as delicate. Therefore, were they not zrizin, they might stir the coals. The Gemara continues and explains that this is also the reason for the next halacha in the Mishnah. U'machizin es'ur b'meduras beis hamoked. And we may light a fire before Shabbos in the beis hamoked, which was a room off the Azar in the beis hamikdash, where there was a constant fire to warm the kahanim. Because kahanim is zrizinhein. The kahanim who worked in the beis hamikdash were especially careful, and there was no concern that they might stir the coals. The Gemara then discusses the next halacha in the Mishnah, which said that one may not start a bonfire unless there is enough time for the fire to catch on berubai in most of it before Shabbos. The Gemara cites a machlokes about what berubai most of the fire means. Rav says, Rav kol echad ve'echad, most of each and every piece of wood must catch fire. And Shmuel says, kedei shelo yomer hove'etzim v'nanich tachtei. The fire must catch on to the extent that they don't need to ask for more wood to make it burn. In other words, it must be burning well enough that it can continue burning without additional help. Now, what about Eitz Yechidi, a fire consisting of just one large piece of wood? What is considered Beruba in this case? The Gemara cites two opinions. One is Rav Ovyo, the majority of the wood's thickness must be burning before Shabbos starts, and the other is Rav Hekefe, the majority of the circumference must be burning. Now, since the Gemara does not resolve the question, Rav Papa says, Hilkach be'ina Rav Ovyo u'be'ina Rav Hekefe. Therefore, we must act stringently, and both the majority of the thickness and the majority of the circumference must be burning before Shabbos starts. The Perek ends with a few more rulings about making a fire before Shabbos. The first is, Amar Rav Huna konem ein tzrichin roiv, ogdan tzrichin roiv. In a fire made of reeds, you don't need to have most of the reeds catch fire before Shabbos, because reeds are very flammable. However, if they are tied in a bundle, you do need to make sure most of it caught fire, because they don't burn as well when they're stuck together, as Rashi explains. The flames cannot get in between the reeds easily to ignite all of them. The same is true if you use pits of dates to fuel a fire. You don't need most of them to catch fire before Shabbos. However, nastan b'chaitaylas trochen raiv. If they were packed in baskets, you do need most of them to catch fire before Shabbos. Here too, the fire cannot get in as well because they are packed tightly. The Gemara also mentions certain materials that are extremely flammable, from which one may start a fire right before Shabbos. Of course, again, there's no concern that he will need to stir them to keep the fire going. Some of these are kash and zaza, straw and moss. Hanur loch Yitzias HaShabbos. We have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak Yitzias HaShabbos. We now continue with the second parak by Mehmet Likin, which lists wicks and oils one should not use for Shabbos candles. As the Gemara later explains, these materials do not burn well. The Mishnah begins, B'memet likin u'b'me'emet likin. Which materials may be used for Shabbos candles and which may not be used? The Mishnah goes on to list materials which should not be used to make wicks for the Shabbos candles. Emet likin loy b'lechesh. One should not kindle with lechesh, which the Gemara identifies as the woolly material that's found between the bark and the wood of a cedar tree. V'loy b'chaisen. Nor with chaisen, which the Gemara describes as partially processed flax. V'loy b'kelech. Nor with kelech, which is silk that's made out of the cocoons and are of poor quality. V'loy b'psila se'idin, which is the woolly material between the bark and the wood of a willow tree. V'loy b'psila se'hamidbar. The Gemara identifies this as nettle grass, which grows in the desert and can be made into wicks. V'loy b'yiruka sh'apnei ha'moyim, literally the green that's on top of the water. The Gemara explains that we cannot interpret this to mean algae, for it crumbles and cannot be fashioned into wicks. Rather, it is moss that's found on the bottom of boats in the water. The Mishnah then lists the materials not to be used as fuel for the Shabbos candles. V'loy v'zephis, v'loy v'shava, one may not use melted tar or wax in place of oil. V'loy b'shemen kik, v'loy b'shemen strefa, v'loy b'alya, nor kik oil or oil that needs to be burned, or fat from a sheep's tail. The Gemara will define these later. The last item in the Mishnah is v'loy b'chelev, one should not use tallow, upon which Nochem HaMadi argues and says, madlikin b'chelev mevushel, one may kindle with cooked chalev. V'chacham ma'imrim no, echad mevushel, v'echad she'en mevushel, e madlikin boy. However, the Chacham disagree, and they say, one may not light with chalev whether it's cooked or whether it's not.